This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis has ordered bars and nightclubs to close again for fear of spreading the coronavirus. Polis says they've been linked to outbreaks in neighboring Texas and Arizona, and he doesn't want that to happen here.
Colorado is currently a positive outlier. We want to keep it that way so we can continue reopening rather than being forced backwards at great economic cost and, yes, great cost in human life.
Polis says bars can still sell drinks to go, and bars that serve food will be allowed to stay open. Boulder Democrat Joe Neguse and other House members have released a roadmap, that they say will combat climate change. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The 500-page document includes several of Neguse's proposals, including investing in climate science and open spaces, as well as helping communities become climate resilient. Neguse says there are bipartisan proposals in the plan, ones that could move even in a Republican-controlled Senate.
I've never believed that any governmental body is impervious to public opinion, and that includes the United States Senate. So I think as folks continue to lift their voices in support of bold climate action, our elected leaders will be responsive to that need and will ultimately act accordingly.
But if Republicans don't act, it's also a marker put down by Democrats if the political balance in Congress changes in 2021. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
More than 100 residents evacuated due to a wildfire near Byers east of Aurora can now return home. The fire burned 96 acres. Air and ground crews are still monitoring the smoke. CDOT says I-70 has reopened. Coming up on the program, the Supreme Court today ruled that Montana's exclusion of religious schools from a state scholarship program funded by tax credits violates the U.S. Constitution. Then a spike in coronavirus cases and a shortage of medical resources has led to panic and unrest in Iraq. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up in 10 minutes, how one young Colorado woman copes with the mental hardships of the pandemic. Mostly clear across Colorado tonight. It is going to warm back up into the 80s and 90s tomorrow. It'll be the 70s in the mountains. Currently, it is 80 in Denver, 63 in Vail, 90 degrees for Pueblo. This is CPR News.